You're listening to DraftKings Network.
In today's episode of The Cooligans, we are going to, especially in the first segment, I'm going to be talking a lot about all of the soccer jerseys that I bought. I bought 1,700 soccer jerseys. I bought a bunch of shorts, but I did not buy a full kit because I'm not a full kit wanker. But you know who is?
Hi, Christian Malago, and now a dual full kit wanker.
He bought two full kits.
So this is very exciting.
Dual kit wanker.
In the second segment, we will discuss the FA Cup, the Manuel Pellegrini controversy. He fielded a team of children that got demolished.
Adam Johnson is excited.
And we also discuss Timmy Howard, who might be going to the Colorado Rapids, but he wants tons and tons of guap.
Segment number three, a League Two player takes the piss out of himself because he actually pissed. Prince Ali sends Prince Ali sends transparent voting booths to the FIFA presidential election. The U.S. women's national team is set to go to Rio. Ooh. Tim Cahill signs for a different Chinese Super League team, and Brendan Rodgers proposes in front of Bubba Gump Shrimp because he is not a smart man.
And also we got soccer niggas gonna giving us the breaks all on this episode of the Cooligans.
Hi, this is Kyrie Shelton from New York City FC, and you're listening to the Cooligans.
Hi, I'm RJ Allen for New York City Football Club, and you're listening to the Cooligans.
This is Ian Joy, and you're listening to the Cooligans.
Yeah.
Get some of that energy out of Christian Blanco, who's feeling a little under the weather right now.
A little under the weather, yeah. It was.
Why would you bring that into my apartment?
I was very under the weather yesterday. Yeah, you brought your under the weatherness into my apartment, and I did not make a big deal out of it at all.
Well, we're different people in that sense.
You probably got me sick.
I did. Whoa. First of all, it would not have been delayed. I have a very strong immune system. If I got you sick, you would have been out for the count. But yeah, certainly wouldn't have delayed it for a week. I was really sick last week and right after because I had to walk through the torrential downpour so we could record at your place.
Yeah, yeah. I also walked through that.
A block and a half.
The torrential drizzle.
The rain was going horizontal the other day. It was absolutely terrible. But whatever. We made it. We're here now. Oh, God. If I could do this with you in a bubble outside of my apartment, I would be much happier. And by the way, when I say apartment, I mean recording studio.
No, but this is great because laughter is the best medicine, and that's what the Cooligans podcast is all about.
We've had some pretty exciting past a week and a half. This past week has been normally ice. Every time I walk in my building, someone's like, hey, you got a package. And what I end up doing is carrying some type of shoes in a box, some
Zappos
type of, I mean, I don't know where she's getting the stuff. She's getting, you know, all these dresses. It's just all shit from my wife, you know? Mm-hmm. And I never get anything. Every once in a while, I'll get like a letter in the mail and it's like, hey, do you want to give money towards your college? That's it.
If you want to order dresses, you can, Alexis. Nobody's stopping you.
You know, and this is the problem. No one's ever given me the confidence to go ahead and order a dress. I don't want to order a dress, but I do want to talk about how you and I went ballistic.
Yeah.
Ordering soccer shirts. Oh man.
It's
I am wearing my Columbia home.
I'm like curious,
last year's home kit right now.
Why? There've been so many deals on soccer kits.
This is the time of year.
Is it President's Day sales?
You can get yourself a Hyundai and a soccer jersey for real cheap. This is the time of the year. It's the most wonderful time. I think this is like where stocks are running low and everyone knows it's the end of the season. And people are trying to get rid of their inventory because they know the new jerseys are going to come out for next season. It's a great time to put on some sales.
And there have been so many.
Everywhere, across the board.
Every
company that sells soccer clothes is just on sale.
So, see, I never sort of realized this. So, every team, every single season, comes out with a new kit or new away kit.
No, new kit. In the MLS, they only allow you to change one of your kits per season. So, in other words, if you change your away, that's it for 2 years. And then every other year, you're going to change your home. That's a new rule.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, there's no longer alternative jerseys. I think there's no third kits, which is kind of cool. Those are always like the
in
cooler
MLS,
ones.
In
MLS.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are always, to me, as a soccer fan, those are always the coolest ones, you know, like the alternatives. Like, you know, Arsenal has that really weird one with, like, the blue and the yellow stripe. It's all black.
Yeah, Everton has sort of like an army green, like a military.
Yeah, like a camo kind of-ish.
The color.
The color, yeah.
Not in the pattern, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so third kits are kind of cool. MLS is kind of starting to do away with them, which, you know, to be honest, if you're a fan of Sporting Kansas City, I mean, that team really knows what they're doing as far as kit design, man. They're some of the most gorgeous kits. You know, in NYCFC, they're figuring it out, is what I'll say. That's the best I'll say.
You know what? The more I see it, the away kit, the NYCFC.
You know what's funny? Did you see the Spain? Some team in Spain released one that is a pattern of nothing but jamón. It's all serrano ham.
Okay.
The whole shirt is different. It's like a plate layered of ham is the whole shirt.
Really?
And I looked at that and I go, I want one of those. And NYCFC's shirt is just the circles. And I'm like, oh, come on now. Yeah, this is ridiculous looking.
But it is.
I did expect something classier.
Sure. It's more charming. Maybe it sort of grows on you, I think.
It doesn't look bad.
Yeah.
But I look at it and I go, it doesn't look amateurish. There's just something about it. I expected some very clean, classy colors.
I like the kit in the women's jersey. Like,
yeah.
It looks like it's a shirt for girls.
Okay.
It's like cute on girls.
See, this is how you undercut people. This is the Christian Polanco way of being nasty.
It's cute.
He's nice. And then if you say that's offensive, you're like, oh, why? You think women's clothing is offensive and now I'm the bad guy. All right. So this is Christian. Christian.
I'll just say
lobs a grenade on your pile of fireworks. And then you're like, hey, what's this grenade? And now you're the idiot. And he walks away cigar clean. This is how he does it.
I think it looks cute on girls and mixed discus. So. Yeah,
which one and the same. And Kyrie's new haircut. I will say this. Soccer jerseys that I did like are all 3,500 that I bought. I know. I did not buy 3,500.
You bought
about eight. I think I bought about eight.
Okay. I bought three.
Yeah.
So I bought...
Which ones did you get?
I got the USA jersey.
See, I hate that one too.
Yeah, I like it though. It's
like if you straightened out the circles on the NYCFC one.
Yeah. Basically, like there's bands around.
Yeah, yeah. I hate it.
It looks cool. I like it.
I'm not a fan.
And then I got two Everton complete kits. I got two Everton full kits. I got the socks, the shorts.
This is. You are aware you can never wear them together. That's the rule.
Yes, I'm learning that. There's a name for the people who do that. Yeah,
yeah. Full kit Polancos is what we're gonna call them. You bought two, full Everton kits. Two. So you doubled down. When I specifically text you, do not do it. Mm-hmm. Remember when I Remember when I text you a picture of the second Columbia jersey I was going to buy?
Yeah, yeah.
And might I add, and might I stress, I am in no way, shape, or form Colombian. I have no family members who have lived in Colombia, traveled through Colombia, or now live in Colombia. Yet the yellow joint, I loved it. But I also like the dark one with like the pinkish line on the top. Mm-hmm. And that one was like $60. I'm not going to do it. Typical soccer jerseys are like what? For us here in the U.S., if you're listening outside, we typically pay like 70, 75, 90 max for replicas. Yeah. So they were on sale for $35. Yes, son, bonanza. And some of them were even cheaper. It was incredible. Yeah. And here's the thing. Everyone who likes soccer, they're all Polancos. They're all skinny minis, right? And this is where me and Kirby make out like bandits, okay?
Because
no one buys the big dude.
Anyone to buy these things.
No, nobody wants to buy the big dude shirts.
They got them drapes.
Yeah, until
with soccer patches on them.
Until your boy comes in. I don't care how big it says Fly Emirates on the front. I'm wearing it, okay? So I made out, there was tons of stuff. I mean, Upper 90, which is the website. Shout out to upper90.com. Shout out to Ben Jada. Thank you so much for sharing the information with us about the sale. Their website was actively crashing.
Yeah, it was painfully slow.
I got eight soccer jerseys. I got I got a Uruguay for my peoples. I got an Arsenal third. I got the Colombia one I'm wearing right now. I got a Zenit St. Petersburg, which is dope. It's like blue at the bottom, and then it turns white as you get to the top. It like fades with a pattern inside of it. I could give a damn about the Russian soccer league, but that Zenit St. Petersburg shirt is dope. There was a couple other ones. I got
Well, I mean, now you are out of money and are about to get a
right
divorce.
Well, I mean, I've been playing my guitar on the street. And by the way, just like Columbia, I have no idea, no connection to a guitar whatsoever. I honestly got everything I purchased, including an Arsenal jacket, and two pairs of shorts, all of that was less than $200.
Yeah, that's great.
It's incredible.
That's unheard of.
Absolutely incredible. I even said I would pick some of the stuff up myself at Upper 90, and just to save money on the shipping. And when I went to go pick it up, because I live not far from the one uptown, I was like, oh, let me, I said, is the inventory here representative on the of the inventory on the website? And they're like, no. I'm like, oh, well, then your boy's going to look around. And I kept trying. You know, they have like stadium seats back there and you could watch the game. And when Ronaldo was scoring on Roma left and right. And it was kind of fun to be in there. Like, kids are going nuts and people are cheering. I was like, man, this is perfect.
Yeah.
So I was just walking around looking. I tried to buy the all black Paris Saint-Germain, but that thing is damn near see-through. Especially with my man boobs, dude, it would look like a chicken a wet t-shirt contest.
Is it see-through because you're a bigger dude and it's kind
of... No, it's not like stockings, you asshole. It's not like that at
like
all.
Like Spanx, you know?
Yeah. You know, let me tell you something. For you who's sick, you're on your game, okay? When it comes to making fun of me...
I'm just asking a question.
You're partner in crime. You're dead on,
you know,
all of a
I want to know if I get it for myself, if I'll still have the same... You know, concern, but yeah. So
no, I think you would be just fine, and you would just float over your damn bird chest. You know, in my case, I'm more of like a KFC's bird chest, very, very, very inflated bird. How do you get chicken wings this big? Let KFC tell you. Anyway, I'm really happy with it. More of them came today. I got the Uruguay one today. I got a couple other ones the other day. Some of them are a little too tight. All the Puma ones are a little too tight. Puma, what are you doing? If you're making a shirt that's double XL, guess what kind of belly that guy's going to have? It's not going to be the world's most massive abs, okay? I don't know who you're making these shirts for.
You know, super wide shoulders.
Yeah. The guy's not like, where am I? It's not Arnold Schwarzenegger going. I guess it'll float a little bit at the bottom.
Yeah. You're not wearing it over like an 80s suit jacket that a woman wears with shoulder pads.
I look like someone who hasn't purchased a jersey in 30 years. And it's just like, I don't care. I'm going to wear this one. I don't care if it fits or not. It's mine from high school. Mm. You know, I'm just, it's amazing. But I'm very happy I'm wearing the Columbia one right now. And my wife is like, that is a lot of yellow. But
that looks great.
I think it flows very nicely. I think I'm happy to be wearing it.
Cafeteros.
Yes. Those are great, you know, great team.
Somebody mentioned this.
Which, by the way, Copa America. I will not be wearing this because...
No, we're...
The great USA, which I have the Rocket Pop version of that jersey, which I love. We're going to be going up against them. Great draw for us. Everyone seems to be calling it the group of death. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
What did they think we were going to do? Just get Jamaica and Haiti? You know what I mean? That was it? Like, people are freaking out. Winnable. Paraguay we can beat, yeah. Right? There's Colombia, which is hard, and then there's one more. Costa Rica, we could beat. We could at least draw against. Dude, if we can walk out of
several times,
yeah. If we can, and I mean, yeah, they got Alexis Sanchez, but they got a new manager now, and it's not. No, I'm talking Chile. I'm sorry. They got Joel Campbell. But I mean, that's pretty much it. They got Joel Campbell, and look, we beat them in the snow game, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We could beat them in a warm weather game.
Yeah,
come on now.
it just reminded me when you say the snow game. For some reason, I think of the Patriots against the Raiders. Remember that game?
Yeah, wrong football.
The legendary snow game. When
Jermaine Jones had the snow fro. Remember that?
Right, yeah,
before he grew out the dreads and started 2-footing everyone in the MLS.
Most people think Colombia is going to come out on top and the U.S. will go second,
and that's fine.
Yeah,
you know, who cares? Get out of the group.
I think the U.S. can win the group.
I could see a way where we can win the group. I don't think Colombia is as strong as they've been, and we don't know if they're going to send all of their best players.
Yeah,
James Rodriguez being the most dangerous.
Is he hurt? Where is he playing now? He's been dealing with a few injuries.
I mean, look, here's the thing. I don't know that Real Madrid's going to want him playing in this competition. Mm-hmm. But here's what I think. If Radamel Falcao's up there, we did pretty good, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That guy hasn't touched the football in 2 years, you know? He's going to be like, can I bring my hammock out there? No, you can't bring your hammock out there. You actually have to play. So I think we're going to be fine. And here's the thing. This isn't the Euros. It may become that. But this is our chance to develop our players and to play against some real competition in the best way possible before the World Cup. This is it. I don't want to see... older players, maybe a couple here and there. The younger, the better, as far as I'm concerned. I think Taylor Twellman said the same thing, and I agree with him. The younger, the better. And I'm not saying you bring a bunch of 17-year-olds out there, but let's get Pulisic out there, okay?
That'd be cool.
Let's get Zelalem out there, however you pronounce his last name. Is it Gedeon Zelalem or Zelalem?
Either way, for
Right, let's go Zalalem. Let's get him out there. You know, let's get Bobby Wood up top. You know, let's get Aaron Johansson. This might be a great run out for him if he's in form and if he's healthy again. Guys like that. Let's get some of these guys out there. This is you're never going to create a friendly that's going to be a better competition than this. And I'm not saying you put a bunch of inexperienced guys out there and not care if you get out of the group stage. I say put a team that you think will be ready in the next 2 years. Some of the players that you think will be ready in the next 2 years, John Brooks, let's get him, you know, at center back instead of Jermaine Jones, who's, how old is Jermaine Jones? 39 and a half at this point. Let's get some of these young guys who are going to be possibly on the World Cup team in 2 years. Let's get them out there running around a little bit.
But this has to go well.
Does it?
We can't look bad.
Does it? We're already making money. I mean, it doesn't. We don't have to win this thing.
They're not going to win.
We don't have a shot at winning. And look, we just talked about. We just watched Arsenal, you know, lose to Barcelona, and I don't even want to admit it. And Arsenal.
Not much to it. I mean, it's just facts.
Oof, God. Again, you when you get sick, boy, you are cold hearted. Here's the other thing. Here's the other thing. Arsenal is now going to be playing an average of like a match every four days. Too many matches. You know what I mean? We shouldn't care about, just like Arsenal in the USA. USA, get to the knockout stages. Hopefully, look, if they win, I'd be just as happy as anyone else. They don't need to win. This isn't going to make it everything okay. If they win, it doesn't make Jurgen Klinsmann the greatest, manager of all time.
If they lose, this would be such a huge deal.
It would be epic. It would be unreal. But it doesn't win you the World Cup.
No.
And here's the other thing. Everyone else is going to be like, oh, so you could beat people in your own hemisphere. That's all it's going to do. And if we win without anyone sending their best players, we didn't do anything. We beat a bunch of B squads, okay? Yeah. So at the end of the day, let this be. I think if we have a long enough camp and we bring in some of those young guys who are on the brink of that World Cup team, who will be of that age where they're the peak, dude, they'll be able to bond a little bit. They'll be able to really combine. I think with the right amount of management, which we seem to have, I think we're going to do really well. And I think we still will get out of this group. This group ain't that great.
Everyone's
a group of death. Did Germany all of a sudden show up in this group? You know. Yeah, Space Jam. Are they making one about a soccer team and they're in there? Yeah, everyone relax. Colombia, one team. Costa Rica, we could beat them. It's Joe Campbell. I love him. We could beat him.
Do you love him?
Huh? I love Joe Campbell a lot. Okay. Yeah, I think he's a better, right winger, if you will, midfielder.
I feel like you guys were not saying that a few months ago.
No. Well back, I was never a fan of, but I have become a very big fan. In fact, on FIFA, I swapped Giroud out for him.
Wow.
Big deal.
That is a big deal.
Because I have this weird phobia about switching players out that I absolutely adore, and I adore Giroud. Okay. As much as I think he's not the forward that's going to take us to the Champions League final, he is pretty good. He's been playing pretty well this year. Welbeck, more pace. But look, we bought a bunch of soccer jerseys. Okay, I may have bought one of every team that for the Copa America.
You have one that represents the 209 countries and feet.
You know what I should do? I should get them all cut up and stitch one large soccer jersey. Just the patches. Imagine it was just the country badges.
You know how itchy that'll be.
Why? Why would that be itchy all of a sudden?
All the patches themselves. Like, wouldn't that be... They're itchy.
I cut the fabric in a square around each of them.
Okay. All right. Look, you want to do whatever art project.
Remember that Volkswagen that was like every body panel was a different color? Very hard to buy. You guys remember that? There was a word for it, but it's in German. I'm never going to remember it.
Okay. Well,
Juventus drew with Bayern.
Oh, the champions. Yeah. Well, so obviously, Arsenal lost to Barcelona. Right. Juventus.
Stop talking about
Juventus.
It.
Did I mention Arsenal lost to Barcelona?
Boy. And, how did Everton do in the Champions League? How did Everton? Thank you, Kirby. How did Everton do in the Champions League?
Oh, my God. They've never even sniffed at the Champions League.
No. They might have walked past Aston Villa once when they were showing the old European trophy they won that one time.
Mm. And yeah, Juventus drew with Bayern, which is I think there's a lot of pressure on Pep because in the Bundesliga nobody really cares.
They won already. Them and PSG should already have had their guard of honor. What is a guard of honor?
So there's a lot of pressure on Pep to win the Champions League. They got to the final last year.
Yeah, I think this is their most competitive. I mean, isn't that insane where you're so good that your only real competitive league is the Champions League?
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, I mean, what does that say? What does that mention more like, you know, how weak the Bundesliga is compared to that one team?
Well, the problem is that it's overwhelming the amount of talent that Bayern has. If you have a Venn diagram, not a Venn diagram, if you do a pie chart of how much, or if you do a ratio, Bayern has, I know, I went through everything, the entire Excel format. Let's go bubble charts. If you had a kid with a crayon, basically what you realize is that there's an incredible amount of talent. And Germany has done an amazing job developing talent, which I've been talking about forever. But more of that talent, or more of that elite talent, sits at Bayern than any other club. Mm-hmm. You know, I would probably rather watch Borussia Dortmund play and Bayern Leverkusen.
Yeah.
I love the way they play. But
great.
Yeah, I mean,
they had a great match.
You were like, what's going on here?
It was such obviously that's a good match to watch. I don't watch the Bundesliga much, but there was no Premier League.
I don't watch much, but I know I love it. Sorry. Ever since that, I try to make that Aaron Neville joke work on the internet. That's been stuck in my head.
Okay. Jesus Christ. You don't sing much. So that was actually very nice.
Was it? I'm not a singer, but I can do an Aaron Neville impression.
All right.
Everyone listening is like, who's Aaron Neville? He's like, 155-year-old guy putting a cassette in his Buick. He's like, I know who Aaron Neville is. I got his cassette here. In my armrest. Remember the cassettes in the armrest?
I don't watch the Bundesliga much, but they had Borussia Dortmund against Bayer Leverkusen. Great, obviously a good match to watch. And there was a ridiculous moment when I found out after.
Right.
But
set the stage. All of a sudden, so Schwartz, I believe his name is, right? The manager of Bayer Leverkusen.
Yeah. He, there was a goal, and then about a minute later, I don't know exactly what was the cause of it, but the ref wanted to throw out the manager.
Right. So he gets sent off.
He gets sent off.
But he does not go off.
He does not want to leave.
Right. He's like, no, I heard you, but I'm staying.
So there's a lot
of teenage daughter and mom stand off at the mall.
So there's a lot of confusion and everyone's sort of uncomfortable. And all the players are talking to the ref, trying to calm him down or make him change his mind or whatever.
Right.
And then at one point the ref is like, and he just points to the locker room and walks, and he gathers
the other refs
all the refs, and then they walk into the locker room.
So they sent themselves off.
All the players are just waiting around because they don't really understand what happened. Then after a few moments, they come back out and get all the players off the pitch.
So when they came back out, did you think like, okay, good, we're back on? And then all of a sudden the players had to leave?
The players, so everyone left.
Yeah.
All the fans are just, you know, obviously the fans clearly don't know what's going on. There's no announcer saying anything.
Right.
So
were they just playing techno music and the crowd's dancing? Boom, 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 boom. It's like the most German thing. They're like, oh, dance break? Okay. Yeah, this is great. Love Bundesliga. It'd be great if that was, they're like at 66 minutes. So, it's a disco break.
That was another weird thing. There was about a 10, almost 15 minutes of a break. And then they finally came.
Did they cut back to the studio during this time? Because you were watching.
No, they did not.
Just showing an empty pitch and empty, two guys talking.
Empty pitch, kind of showing, going back to the fans, being angry. There was one great visual of a buyer, like two friends.
Yeah.
One was a Bayer Leverkusen fan, one was a Borussia Dortmund fan. Mm-hmm. And they just have their arms folded, like,
just goddamn it.
So disappointed or whatever.
Hilarious. I love those moments.
So eventually they came back out, got the game going again, and so you there was like a 15-minute delay. So I thought, okay, how much time is it going to be at the end of the extra time? It's going to be like another half hour.
Yeah.
But they only added 3 minutes.
Really?
Which seemed kind of shady.
That was a little messed up. Did it just feel like 15 minutes or it was?
No, it was totally 15 minutes.
I'm surprised with the players off the pitch, I'm surprised they kept the clock running.
I think they stopped the clock.
Okay, well then that's why you add 3 minutes, you know, because you didn't keep the clock running that entire 15 minutes.
Okay, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't make any sense if you you stop the clock at 2 minutes and then you come back at 3 minutes and like, it's another 45 minutes because of a rain delay.
Are you allowed to stop the clock? Is that like a...
Are you allowed to walk off the pitch? I mean, I don't know.
It was just in real time. It made no... It was the most confusing...
I'm still... People listening to this are confused. And this is... I mean, because...
I thought they were going to cut to commercials.
Like, yeah. I mean, there's no answer to what happened. I think at the end of the day, I do love the fact that there's... The refs got together and they're like, well, he's not leaving. And they're like, well, then we're going to leave. Yeah, and then they left and like, wait, no one followed us?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go back out and get everyone else. And it's just a Schwarz or whatever his name is. The dude's just out there like, I'm still not going. I don't care. They shut the lights off and he's still out there.
It's always strange, especially when the announcers are like, in all my years of covering, yeah. I have never seen it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh my God, he hasn't seen it.
Right.
Well, then my head's going to explode.
It's like when Dzeko missed that wide open. I put the video.
Oh, yeah.
We put the video
up.
Yeah,
that was bad.
Oh my God. You know, I didn't understand what the, I didn't hear the rest of it, but I'm sure the announcers were like, I don't think I've ever seen that before. You know,
well, if you've ever seen a Fernando Torres play, you've seen it.
Yeah, that's a good point. That is a good point. Or if you've ever seen anything below League One, you've seen it. If you're a fan of the early MLS, you saw it.
I played because I play in that pub league, right? And so we were practicing and we played a game with like a bunch of kids.
Yeah,
they're like from maybe 10 to 15 years old. And so I know the feeling because there was I had a clear shot on goal and like my feet got all like tangled up and I went, you know, so you plant your foot, you plant your left and then kick. But I like got like nervous with all the pressure that I just kicked it with my left. Like I shuffled my feet and I just kicked it out the plant foot. You know, I'm trying to plant my foot to kick.
Mad wide.
It was terrible. It's embarrassing when that happens.
Yeah, it is embarrassing.
And when like 11-year-olds are doing it way better than you.
I get excuses. I'm like, sun was in my eye. I'll throw something out there.
Exactly. I'll wear sunglasses next time.
Yeah, my fault.
One kid was playing with his cell phone in his hand the entire time.
Oh, and he was cutting you guys up.
He's killing us.
Yeah, that's all. He's Snapchatting. He's Snapchatting while he's wrecking you guys. He's just breaking ankles.
Back heel goals.
Oh.
With his damn cell phone in his hand.
He's like answering questions on Periscope as he's just doing circles around.
Did your mom pay your bill?
Yeah. Come on, smack it out of his hand. You should just smack the cell phone out of his hand. Cell phone had a little yellow card on the back of it. Just showing it to you guys. Embarrassing. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. Why don't we play this? We got another message from your friend and ours.
Soccer niggas.
Jamel. Yeah, whatever. Soccer niggas. With minus the cough. listen, we're gonna try to resuscitate Polanco, who literally just died. We're gonna play this message from Jamel, our homie, who loves to drink and call us up. Jamel, he's one of a kind. We'll be right back after this.
Hold on, wait a minute. Yo, it's Jamel at Soccer Niggas. Let me turn that Keith Washington down. Get smooth for y'all. Champions League this week, pretty good. PSG look good, or did Chelsea look like ass? I don't know what the line is. Also, Real, of course, blah, 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 whatever. We all know. We get it, Ronaldo. You score sometimes. I still don't know why he kissed a kid, but then I realized, like, overseas niggas treat kissing like that, and then I chilled out.
That was Jamel. Thank you, at Soccer Niggas. We can't not laugh.
Nah, man, he's the best.
After you say it. It's great. He's great. Thank you for doing that.
He's worried about European dudes kissing kids on the mouth. I always thought that was a white thing, but I know Spanish people that do that now.
It's a European thing. I don't know
that it's European. I know South Americans that do it, and I know Americans that do it. You kiss your kids on the lips. I've never... And then when I voice my opinion that it's bad, someone's like, oh, so you see that as a sexual thing? And maybe it's because I was raised, you know, going to Catholic school that worked its way in my brain.
Yeah.
When you kiss someone on the lips, it's, you know, yes, it's a sexual thing, you know?
Well, it's not sex.
It is not sex. Just and remember, I grew up with Bill Clinton as my president, so I have a very legally specific defined version of what sex is.
I mean, it's difficult because, growing up Catholic, you know, everything sexual is
everything,
equal. So yeah.
High-fiving a girl is sex. But you do not high-five your kids, is what I'm saying. If they do well, a simple thumbs up.
At least, you know, 12 feet away from them.
Yeah, within, leave space for the Holy Spirit, is what we're saying. But kissing your kid on the lips is... That's out of bounds to me, you know? Ronaldo does it. I got to be honest. If Ronaldo kissed me on the lips, I wouldn't be that offended. You know what I mean? I'm not saying I want it, but I'd be like, what are you going to do? He's European. He wears tight clothes. He wears those shoes where you can't see the laces. You know what I mean? Like hidden behind a piece of leather. That's the kind of dude he is, you know?
Okay.
This kid's pretty lucky.
I think... I'm trying to think, like, yeah, I didn't grow up that way. I wouldn't know how to feel if my parents kissed me...
Yeah, if my mother came near me, I'd punch her in the face.
My parents never even hugged me. I mean, I didn't get any kind of
you have that great compassion. You have that great bit where you see, like, you have friends that smoke weed with their dad. You're like, you're trying to get to the point where you can just hug your dad. And you have this tag that's perfect, like, and him not being bad about it. It's so great. But you have a dad. So lucky you, is what I'm saying.
There's a dad who is incapable of loving. I mean, this is always a big debate. It's like, is it better to not have a dad or have a dad that is incapable of love?
I think this is actually a three-prong option. No dad. Dad who is cold and incapable of love. Cristiano Ronaldo making out with you and he's your dad. I think those are the three options. Wow. Me, you, and Sagernikas already do not want to vote for the third one. I think I did vote for the third one already.
I don't know. I feel like the other two are way more appealing.
Yeah, no, I don't want Cristiano Ronaldo to kiss me. I'm just saying I wouldn't be surprised if he tried.
I just feel like if Cristiano Ronaldo kissed me, he would be like, oh, you like that?
Yeah.
You like that, right?
Yeah.
now go to bed.
Yeah. Okay, there are no scary monsters in here. You're like, I feel like there is one. I feel like there might be just one. And he's talking right at this moment. Do you want me to check under the bed? No, I don't. Please leave. That's, again, if you want to get at Jamel, at Nonprofit Comic, Jamel Johnson, absolutely very funny. If you want to hear some of the funniest conversations about soccer, you go to at Soccer Cooligans. If you want to hear some of the funniest conversations about soccer, then you think Cameron might be the one texting or tweeting. Go to Soccer Niggas. He's absolutely hilarious.
You
want to
hear soccer talk from the gulliest of perspectives?
Yeah. If you want to hear someone use the term guap when talking about the Chinese Super League, you go to Jamel Johnson and at Soccer Niggas.
Exactly.
Very, very funny. And thank you for that. And actually, we got another break coming up from them as well. So I can't wait for that. In this break, you want to talk about some of the other matches that took place?
Yeah, there was some FA Cup stuff, which was, you know, when the FA Cup matches are around, you know, our boners get mega soft.
Yeah.
We're not as excited.
Yeah.
About.
Do you think the FA Cup is important? They're talking about changing the name. I believe it's going to be called the Emirates Cup next year. It's the oldest. It's the longest running competition. And, dude, when you see some of these low level teams, you know, going up there and winning, besides Bradford City was the one, or Brentford. I think it was Bradford. No, but Bradford was the one who beat Arsenal. That was Carling. That was Capital One Cup. So, yeah, never mind. When you see some of these lower level teams doing well, you know, and beating some of the big guys, it's kind of fun. You know, it's a cool story, and it's like a little movie watching.
But that hasn't happened much.
No, it doesn't happen all the time. But, you know, and also, what was the one team that got the replay with Liverpool, and it made their entire, like, wage, just to go play? That's huge, you know?
I'm not, like, against its existence.
You just don't care for it.
Yeah, I'm...
If Everton won the FA Cup, would you not be excited about it?
Yeah, because there's nothing else to win. You
also
need to win something.
That means you scored in a match.
That's exciting. Any victory, you know, just even if it's like a little toy trophy you get from like a quarter machine, whatever.
You want an E for Effort award?
Well,
participation trophy.
I'm not against it, but then a couple of days ago I watched NBCSN had a special on like what the FA Cup is and the importance of it and the history of it, and for for the English players, the FA Cup, Ian Wright, right? He played for Arsenal
Bradley Wright and Sean Wright, Phillips' dad.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Both players of the MLS. Yeah.
Oh, cool. So they interviewed him about it, and he lost his first FA Cup, but he would talk about as a kid, like, the FA Cup was the most important thing. Like, that was like it was the tournament he looked forward to every single year.
Before, you know, European football became what it is today, and you had, you know, international stars on, you know, other teams, and you know, football was as big a business as it is now. If you lived in England, there was no more important thing than the FA Cup, because it was, everyone was involved. Winning the league was important. You know, European games are important. Obviously, international matches are always important. But the FA Cup was this huge thing that, like, the whole country took part in, you know? It didn't matter what team, whatever your team was at. You know, hypothetically, you have a shot. So it was kind of cool. Like, the whole country had something to do with it.
And it seems like Steven Gerrard, when they talked to him about it, you can... When I hear those sort of personal anecdotes, I'm like, oh, this is a cool tournament. Look how much it means.
Bonds you to it a little.
Yeah,
bit.
Look how much it means to them. But what it seems like happened is that the global soccer just enveloped the FA Cup. I mean, it's just not as interesting, or it the reward to win it is not as big as the other tournament.
No.
Or the league itself.
To be honest, I mean, even though Arsenal's won the FA Cup the last, and they would never do this because of ratings and the amount of money, but even though Arsenal's won it the last 2 years, I think it would be better if the Premier League clubs could not take part in it. It would never happen because of the amount of ratings it brings and the people who own it. And obviously the purse wouldn't be as big because they're not involved. But imagine it was just for championship level and down. Those fans would love it. I mean, those fans are the ones that are probably the most passionate, you know, championship level down.
Yeah.
They're probably the most passionate about it. I mean, maybe you get a mid-table team, or if a team like Watford, you know, had a shot, that'd be great for them, because obviously they're not going to win the league. But, you know, and they're not going to get in Europa or Champions League. But, you know,
so it seems like the FA Cup, its purpose is to keep the lower level teams in existence, to keep them financially.
Like, I mean, look, the lower level teams in England they are by far the most, in Germany, they're the most they have the most fandom attached to them.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like lower level teams in Spain and whatnot, people don't stop caring about, and they go after some of the big dogs. But, you know, the USA actually is doing really, really well, too, with its lower level teams. And there's no chance of promotion or relegation, which is kind of funny how that works out. But, you know, people in England actually do care. But this gives them a shot to win something other than just, like, the three teams that go up and the three teams that go down. You know, anyone can win this, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, what was it? Wigan won that 1 year, and they were in the fucking Champions League, you know? I mean, come on. You know, big things can happen. And they were dropped. I think they were in the Championship. Right, they were relegated. They went to the Championship, and at the same time, they were in the Champions League. I don't recall that ever happening in my lifetime. At least that, you know, stands out. Yeah. So you know, it is a big, it's a big chance. It's a big opportunity for some of these clubs.
Well, there was a I don't know how big of a controversy, but Manchester City played against Chelsea in their FA Cup match, and Manuel Pellegrini.
Always a tough competition.
Manuel Pellegrini. The soon-to-be late Manuel Pellegrini.
He stopped dying of cancer.
Right? That's how you say it?
Yeah. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the sacking of...
June 30th.
He was told when it's going to happen.
We're getting our obituaries ready.
So dumb.
But he was very, very upset because his FA Cup match was scheduled on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And that caused a problem because he had another match midweek or on Saturday. What? I don't remember.
Kiev Champions League tomorrow.
Yeah, it's Champions League tomorrow. Right.
So he would have only had like a 2 day sort of rest period or whatever for his players, which is obviously not enough. So the team that he fielded was all basically academy players,
a bunch of kids.
I mean, it looked. I couldn't recognize the name.
Did Iheanacho play?
Oh,
look that up real quick, Kirby, because I think Iheanacho has been a beast. And he was the one who was rumored originally to be the loanee to NYCFC. And he has ripped apart the Premier League when he gets in. So he would have been exciting.
So Pellegrini went on record over and over saying that no one should buy tickets to this match.
This is the real Pellegrini we're seeing.
Yeah,
this is jilted Pellegrini.
The guy about to leave.
This is Pellegrini who knows his girlfriend's cheating on him,
mm-hmm.
and they live together, but he's not ready to tell her he knows just yet. So he is just being egregious right now, you know?
Yeah, man. He really it was just... You shouldn't buy tickets to this match. I wouldn't watch it. I wouldn't pay for it. This is incredible for any manager to say. But obviously, he has nothing to lose.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Fire me sooner? You know. What are you going to do?
So, but Chelsea had their match
5-1, man.
5-1.
Oof.
For a second, I believe Manchester City scored first. But Chelsea just went off.
This is, you know, that was a cakewalk.
And in reality, Chelsea needs this a bit more than Manchester City.
Yeah, Iheanacho did play. Thank you, Kirby. Yeah, I mean, the kid's a beast, but who knows what everyone else is like. And you know what sucks is that might be a bit of something that they're going to have to work past now. The fact that they all went in and didn't play well. You know, like, that could hurt them more than that could help them.
Okay, you know? to their confidence?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know.
I don't know.
Those are future NYCFC loans. That's all I'm saying.
Those are our guys.
Come on, man.
Be nicer to them.
Yeah, let our guys win, Chelsea.
We don't want some sad sacks coming here.
Yeah. We don't need mopey.
Gotta get them therapy before they get on the pitch.
Instead of Iheanacho, I don't know. Yeah, we don't want that. Gotta get therapy before the match. I think you guys are going to do just fine.
Right? There was another match, Everton against Bournemouth. Everton won 3-0, which is great because there was there's a little bit of sort of a revenge because there was a Premier League match that Bournemouth drew. Remember in the final?
Yeah, well, I know.
The final minute
after the fans.
Yeah, after
the fans invaded the pitch. So after the celebration of winning, you drew. You didn't win.
We had both feelings. I mean, in the same game.
I mean, actually, now that I think of it, you guys are pretty lucky. Yeah.
Wow.
How dare I mock you for being able to celebrate two different results?
We got the joy of winning and the bitterness of a draw.
Yeah. So, but only the points of a draw.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Yeah. So it felt nice. I guess everything's moving along pretty far in this.
Also seems to be moving on from using an American as a goalkeeper.
I think they're done.
Timmy Howard.
Yeah,
he's behind Robles.
Yeah, Robles is just putting up clean sheets. I mean, what can you do?
Look, a good goalkeeper, and I don't think anyone's going to say that Tim Howard is not a good goalkeeper. Yeah, I think he's a great goalkeeper. Him and Brad Guzan having a tough go of it right now. Brad Guzan has not officially been demoted. He's still in contention for the starting position, but it doesn't look like he's going to be the starting.
I don't think it's Brad Guzan's fault because...
Well, I mean, Aston Villa
just lost to their under-21.
To their under-21.
They had it behind closed doors.
How did this get out?
You don't talk about this.
Shut up. Who tweeted about it?
So this is unreal. So
yeah.
The Aston Villa senior team lost to their under-21 side.
This is embarrassing.
It doesn't get worse than this.
No, this is you're supposed to not talk about this.
You're the senior team. For a reason.
Yeah.
Because they...
This is varsity losing to junior varsity.
Yeah.
Actually, that U21, U23 would be... This is varsity losing to freshman team.
To redshirt freshmen?
Yeah, to redshirt. To walk-ons. To the dads. This is varsity losing to the dads. And all the dads are accountants. This is not good.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of guys out there in slacks and penny loafers.
Compared to, you can't. I don't think you can compare the Everton situation to the Aston Villa situation.
Aston Villa is tough. What I'm saying is that Brad Guzan hasn't officially been demoted. It's more of a competition to see who starts. They pretty much said Howard is number two now. He's the number two goalkeeper. And it looks like he will end up in the MLS. But he's trying to get paid, man.
Yeah, he really is.
How much money... does he need? Every now, does he owe some bad people a lot of money?
Well, it seems like
he's trying to get that Chinese Super League money.
I think so. I mean, he's going to have to go to China to get
it. I'm surprised they haven't offered him money yet.
well, he's so apparently he's asking for a 4-year deal worth $20 million. So
$5 million a year for a keeper.
That's really like the point of contention. Like, how do you pay a goalkeeper that amount of money?
How do you waste a DP?
Yeah.
On a keeper. I mean, look, Colorado Rapids aren't spending it on anyone else. And that club is upside down. To him, I think it's hazard pay, you know? Okay. Like, he's like, all right, I don't want to go there.
Eden Hazard
pay? Eden Hazard pay. Which I think is more than Eden Hazard is making. It's, you know, you don't want to have to go there. They didn't play well last year. We had the Rapids Rabbi. Mm-hmm. You don't want to play there. You don't want to go back to MLS because it's going to look like a failure because he didn't win anything of major note. You know, he went to Manchester United and it seemed like the world was his oyster when he went to Europe. But, you know, he's like, if you're going to buy me, fine. You're going to have to pay me blank or else I'm not going.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much they're going to pay Everton for it. I doubt it's at the end of the season. So I don't think he's going to be able to go on a free. I think they're going to have to pay, but I think Everton's willing to. Will you be as connected to Everton if there's no American on it? You're still.
Yeah, I'll still.
Just
yeah.
testing how I'm, much of a patriot you are right now when you failed. Look at that.
Yeah, I'll still be on board.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you sad you didn't pick Arsenal?
No, I'm not sad about that.
Okay, all right. He had a shot.
Hesitate.
Yeah.
No, I did not.
It was a slight hesitation.
Guys, I did not hesitate.
De La Feu. I know how to say it. Why don't we do this? Why don't we cut to the, let's get to the next break.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever. If you have kids that, you know, don't listen to hip hop, cover their ears.
Yeah.
This is a good choice.
Jamel's going to be a part of the show.
Oh, baby. So I sure hope
get
so.
Get used to it. We're going to stop apologizing soon.
Yeah, no apologizing, but I will continue to give you trigger warnings. If you have only ever bought the non-explicit version of hip-hop albums, get ready to hear what a Two Live Crew album sounded like. We come back, and these messages are a few days back in the past that we weren't recording, but we want to get them to you.
Yeah.
Here we go. We'll talk to you in a minute.
Hey, yo, it's Jamel. At Soccer Niggas, of course, or whatever you feel like calling it, Premier League this weekend. Well, back off the top of the fade, though. That was incredible. You could see it in Ozil's eyes, man. He wanted the top of that fade. Hit it ever so gently. Shades of young Steve Harvey all over the pitch. Hit me back. I have a real cell phone number, I promise.
Kirby's Corner.
Kirby's Corner.
Kirby's Corner.
Yeah. You did ruin it this time.
I didn't ruin it. Yeah, see, I'm learning.
Finally, this guy gets in there and he knows how to swim around a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, man. First of all, before we continue, I want to thank and congratulate Soccer Niggas for another amazing break.
He is just bringing it.
Awesome. He is not only hilarious, but also the name Kirby can't say.
Yeah.
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 You know what Kirby can say? He can read us the damn news.
Oh, that is my job.
Yeah, baby. What has been happening in the world of footy?
So, together, the three of us just watched Barcelona defeat Arsenal, which is sad for Alexis and myself.
Right. We keep talking about it.
But you guys, I feel like you guys didn't really expect them to do well. And as has been mentioned on the podcast before by Alexis, he hopes that they lose immediately so that they can focus on the winning.
I would have hoped to not even made the knockout stages, but now we got the money from the knockout stages. Let's get out of here.
Yeah,
but now we got to go. Now we got to go to Barcelona. That's yet another trip and another just a whole other thing.
Well, Barcelona last weekend played Las Palmas. It ended 2-1 to Barcelona. They won. I don't think that surprised anyone. But in doing so, Luis Suarez became the first person in Europe to score 25 goals.
That's right, baby. Uruguay. I know I'm wearing the Colombia shirt right now, but that's because I bought way too many jerseys.
He's also the first player in Europe to bite 42 people.
Yeah. Other than if you mean in the bed, in which case that's probably, I can't think of someone who was.
It's probably 69 then.
Valbuena? Is that who was the guy who got the bribe?
The French national team.
Yeah, it was Valbuena.
Valmalo. I like it.
Wow.
Spanish puns.
I didn't get that.
We can do puns in two languages.
Yeah, baby. Bilingual puns. So, yeah, I mean, look, Luis Suarez, we know he's a beast. I think his, and this is going to sound stupid, I think his talents are being wasted at Barcelona. He is next to two other great forwards. Let's see what he could do on his own on a team that I think could use him as a center forward. I'm talking about Arsenal. Please come to Arsenal.
We had someone on Periscope say, bonjour, bonjour, Jennifer, comment ça va?
I am
the one of us who can speak French, and I can't even do it that well. So.
Oui, oui. Backhead. That's the other one. I'm the other one who can speak French.
Is
Giroud.
Is
Giroud.
Just the fact that you're saying that. Do you think it's not as impressive because he's doing it in Barcelona?
Even if it doesn't mean coming to Arsenal, yes. I think his presence is, his ceiling is lower because he's got such other talent next to him. If he was the only forward, I feel like he wouldn't have all of everyone else's goals, but he would have many more goals. He can carry the weight on his own. Why be next to Messi? There's no point. This isn't an all-star match, okay?
Yeah.
Get out, you know? Get out and go find your own club. And honestly, like, he would be doing much better if he were on, you know,
Liverpool.
I'm trying to think of a non-English league. He would be doing amazing things if he was at Borussia Dortmund, or if he was at Bayer Leverkusen, or if he was, PSG minus Zlatan.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, he would be huge. He would be great at Real Madrid. I think he'd be better at Real Madrid, to be completely honest, especially if Real Madrid ends up actually getting rid of either Ronaldo and or Bale. He doesn't need, I mean, look, it's MSN, wonderful to watch. Too much. It's too much. It's too many people.
Many stars it burns.
You're
just annoyed. Like, you're like, it's not fair.
You know, it's not fair. It's, why would you stunt your own growth? You know, if you were a great center, why would you play next to another great center? It makes no sense. You know what I mean?
That's a terrible analogy.
No, it's a wonderful analogy. What do we have? Two of us?
No, I mean,
how many blocks can you? You can't block.
You want to play with good players.
Yeah, but
LeBron went to go play with Dwayne Wade.
He
and
should be
Brosh.
Playing with incredible midfielders, and like someone who has like eyes, like they're always high, and maybe people think they're lazy, but they just position themselves really well, and they have
an ex-Barcelona star,
Real Madrid, and an ex-Barcelona star. Maybe someone who has what in America could be classified as a girl's name, but he's very comfortable enough to put it on his back. And maybe this, you know, that guy with the sleepy eyes has umlauts above the O in the first letter. Basically, come
perhaps,
to Arsenal.
Perhaps a Frenchman that his name shortened means penis.
Yes, exactly. How about this? You know, when he played for Ajax, he wore red and white. He would look great in the shirt.
Look good red and white.
All I'm trying to say is just come to Arsenal already.
Please, Luis.
What's next, Kirby?
All right, so we don't talk about League 2 much. We don't talk about the fourth tier of English soccer, but we're going to. The FA are currently investigating allegations made by Plymouth fans that a Mansfield Town player, Adi Youssef, urinated in front of disabled supporters during a League 2 match.
Thank God he didn't urinate on able-bodied supporters.
Not on, in front of. But it's kind of rude. They can't leave. You know, their wheelchairs are locked in. It's like the worst.
Wheel me away, wheel me away. Yeah. No, I'm getting away myself.
You know, and you know, in his head, he's like, "Who do you really believe?"
Oh my God.
Again, the thoughts that I'm relaying are not the thoughts of the Gooligans. They are the thoughts of Christian Polanco that he's texting me.
That's at the bottom of all of our emails. The disclaimer.
If you're
Which, by the way, you
Miami,
should subscribe to.
Yeah, please go on soccercooligans.com. Yeah. And when the little pop-up pops up, put your email. I don't know why I'm doing Bill Cosby there.
Put your email in the box, and then the roofie and the trick, and then you'll zoom, but you zap, but the boom.
Yeah. See, urban comedy scene, how easy that is? Stop doing it. Sorry.
That was also a thought of Christian Polanco that he told me to say.
I take responsibility for everything said on this podcast.
What else? What else is there?
So the FIFA presidential elections are coming up soon.
Wait, real quick, was it during a match that he peed in front of these people? How are they the only ones who saw it?
Was he on the bench?
He was a substitute. And
he was doing like that little warm-up stuff on the side?
I think so, yeah. This is the way I'm reading this. I'm just reading it.
Popped his junk out.
Yeah.
You know, do soccer players wear cups? I don't think they wear cups, right? That's dangerous, man.
Yeah, probably should.
I'd be cupped out.
They do, right? Don't they?
Someone's saying no, they
Jennifer
don't.
Jennifer says no.
Oh, they don't. Oh, my God. That's
messed up.
I've taken,
I'd have the bottom covered. I'd even have my like butt covered if I played Costa Rica. Cavani found out the hard way.
I've had
or the gentle way, whichever one
you know, like playing, especially obviously playing defense, and I had the ball kicked, you know,
at your nethers,
at my nethers, you know. Yeah. I've never said that word ever.
I was gonna say nether region, but nethers sounded better. And then you repeated it, and you looked like I don't know why. You look like I don't know why I also kicked the puppy.
It's like, it nethers,
but it hurt like crazy. And then someone told me I should be wearing a cup, so yeah, they gave me the wrong.
I thought you said they gave me their cup. You should not be wearing that
cup. I took
cup.
It, obviously. I sniffed it a bit, and then I wore it. Yeah. Right, because that's what
I drank a little Gatorade out of it first, and then I put it on. And then I've been wearing it ever since.
That's why he has these awful cold sores right now.
Yeah. On his nose.
All right. What another story.
What else is happening in the world of le football?
Le football. FIFA is having its presidential elections. Well, first of all, we have a question on Twitter. What do you think of the goal that Arjen Robben had? I did not see it.
Oh, we didn't. Yeah, we didn't see that.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
We were watching the Arsenal match. So
yeah. But hey, listen, you know, Juventus went how many, I think 300 plus minutes without allowing a goal. So, I mean, again, that's against Serie A clubs, which aren't having a great run of it right now. But it was absolutely amazing if he was able to score on them. Great. Actually, I think we did see it. That was the one that was direct. That was the one that was...
No, that was Mueller.
That was Mueller.
That was Mueller's goal? All right. Yeah. So then, no, we didn't see it. And it's Mueller, everybody. Sorry, go ahead. What was the other...
All right, let's try this for a third time. FIFA is having their presidential elections. Prince Ali has decided...
Prince Ali, mighty is he, Ali Ababa.
So he's...
I don't know what that's from.
Aladdin.
Sorry.
Did you not have a childhood?
Not much of one.
No Star Wars.
No.
No Aladdin.
I did see... my sister made me watch it. I wasn't paying attention. It's a carpet, and the dude, and then there's a girl.
And Robin Williams.
Yeah, that's the genie, right? There's a genie in that one.
Good job,
yeah,
Alexis.
Yeah.
Did you watch like Twin Peaks as a child?
Never saw that. I did watch a lot of crime movies.
Just a lot of Law and Order as an 8-year-old.
Yeah. I watched a lot of Law and Order notes, as a child.
Taking notes on how to commit the perfect murder. Yep. At the end of, okay, so hair.
It's just as long as Jesse L. Martin doesn't come after you, you're okay.
Yeah, or if no one does the boom, boom. That's when I get in. So Prince Ali wants to all do right, the
take four
transparent voting booths.
Yeah.
Did you hear about this, Polanco? Mm-hmm. Is this the smartest thing you've ever heard or the dumbest thing you've ever heard? Because I can't decide.
I've been reading a bunch of stuff on Twitter about it because they've been so funny. After this story came out, somebody said, I forgot who, they said the transparent booths won't help because you're not going to be seeing... They're not going to be, unless they're counting the bribe money that they got.
Yeah.
It's not going to make any sense.
Yeah. Also, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, why have a transparent, but why have a booth at all?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, why not sit around and raise hands? I mean, what's the booth for if it's going to be transparent?
It shouldn't be a secret ballot.
Yeah.
That's really the...
Here's the thing. I mean, I think a lot of people treat this whole FIFA thing like they're elected officials. They're not. This isn't a government function. They can kind of make their own rules, and I think this is what's so frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to vote, you should be doing it in a way that's fully transparent, not just the booth. The voting process shouldn't be writing it on a piece of paper and submitting it. It should be whether you submit an email or something, and then everyone sits around, and everyone should know who voted for who.
Yeah.
I thought for the longest time that Prince dude and my favorite contender, Tokyo Sex Whale... That's the dude's name.
It's Sex Wale.
Yeah, but it's Tonio Sex Whale. Tokyo Sex Whale. Tonio Sex Whale. He's like, it's me, everybody. It's Tonio Sex Whale.
That's Alexis's.
No one has anything to say after the Tonio Sex Whale.
No.
We're all just going to watch me swim out here alone in these waters. All right.
I was watching ESPN FC and they were listing all the possible candidates, and so when you're looking at the list of names, it's all like it's like Prince Ali and Sheikh Salman.
Right. Infanto is doing really well.
So, but then there's just that one name in the list. Yeah. It's like that one looks that one pops out a little more than the other. Tokyo Sex Whale.
Because you think.
He's the Lincoln Chafee of the FIFA presidential election.
You know who I thought it was? I thought it was Sepp Blatter's like screen name. I thought he was like trying to find a way, like sneaking in. Did you hear that somebody said if Sepp Blatter ran today, he would win again?
I mean, of course, because he's paid everyone off multiple times.
Yeah, it's just... Yeah, that's pretty much all it is.
That doesn't frustrate you. I mean, it frustrates me.
But the way FIFA works is, you know, every single country has an equal vote. And apparently, the kind of funding that Blatter would give to all the countries.
Yeah.
You know, they want to keep that money coming in. So they're obviously going to,
I like this Infanto guy. I mean, I don't know anything about him, but I like the name.
Sure.
Yeah.
He looks like a large baby, too. Infant Infanto. Because he shaves his head. He's a very pale dude. I kind of like him. I don't know. And he seems to think he can win half of the African vote, which if he does, good for him.
Regardless of who it is, we know that Loretta Lynch will be on top of them.
Yeah, whoever wins, your cell phone 100% is tapped. Just remember that.
Have you heard that Loretta Lynch might get nominated for a Supreme Court justice because of Antonin Scalia dying?
That would be huge.
That would be huge.
Although the Republicans today said they would block anyone Obama. Yeah, suggests.
But she might still get nominated. Who knows?
That'd be great.
The Cooligans, you come here for breaking politics news.
Where else but the Cooligans?
What's next, Kirby?
All right, so we're going to stay on this patriotic train that you guys have started us on. The U.S. national women's team beat Canada to win the Olympic qualifying tournament. The U.S. national women are headed to Rio. And on the Periscope, I saw you're from Brazil. I was waiting to acknowledge you now.
I'd hate to say this because it's going to sound misogynistic. But I'd like to see the women's national team in Rio de Janeiro.
I mean, that doesn't... It's not misogyny necessarily.
It's patriotism.
You want to see America more... We don't need these Brazilian women. Yeah. They can't hold a candle to American female soccer players.
Get Hope Solo out there in a bikini.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah. The dream of a young Brazilian man is the USWNT.
Abby Wambach laying on the beach.
Yeah. Just arm bars.
Bench pressing him.
Yeah. Straight out of a favela into the hands of Abby Wambach. caressing it. I will say this. Congratulations to the women's soccer team. There was a huge, huge issue on, and I remember, and we should get Evan Davis on here to talk about this because he's absolutely great. Professor Dobbles on Twitter, if you get a chance. Wonderful. Really, really follows the women's sport. He has been talking about Jill Ellis was going to get fired, but then she wins the World Cup, right? And the big issue was she wasn't bringing on any youth, and the reason why they weren't bringing on youth is because a lot of the women's national players are paid based on how long they play. So they continue to use the older players. Really not an issue because it seems like we're so further more advanced than every other nation, than every other nation in women's soccer. So we're kind of just out there doing whatever we want. But she brought in some of the youth players, huge, pissed off a lot of people. Everyone was upset. Oh my God, are we not going to be as good? They're great. They're almost better than the last. Yeah.
Crystal Dunn.
Yeah, very young.
She
scored
like four goals.
Yeah. Kristen Press had that one move where she knocked it down behind her turn right in front of goal. Yeah. Amazing. I mean, these they're amazing players, and I'm glad that they're getting their chance, regardless of the jokes I'm trying to make beforehand. I'm glad they're getting a chance. And dude, they're gonna rock these Olympics, man.
Yeah, I feel like I'm not as excited about this specifically because
it's the Olympics.
It's the Olympics, and also like the U.S. should win, right? I mean, I sort of expect them
that's the worst part about all this is like we expect them to win. So when they don't, it's like all hell froze over, oh my God, or hell broke loose, I should say. Yeah, but whatever.
That works. Yeah. I think it works.
What's next, Kirby?
Hopefully Alex Morgan goes, Rio de Janeiro or Alex Morgan. Anyway.
All right. So the last one today, we, and Cooligans and our ever-present attempt to get signed to the Chinese Super League,
we're going to bring
this close. Guys, we have offers on the table.
We've received... lots of interest, lots of emails, but we can't understand words.
Google Translate is working overtime. Smoke is pouring out of it.
China, the Japanese have contacted us. If you don't want to lose to China, to Japan, you better get on that.
We'll join the J-League, but the money's in the CSL, baby.
Yeah. Tim Cahill, former New Jersey Red Bull player, I guess.
Took a shot at him.
Man. Yeah, of course. I like always.
Yeah, why be impartial when we're not even talking about him? Oh, former Toffee, right? Former Everton player.
Former Everton player.
Who cares?
And nothing. And absolute stone cold nothing out of their biggest fan, Christian Bologna.
Yeah. was released by Shanghai Shenhua.
Right, so they could sign Martins. Oh, Femi Martins.
Which was devastating to all of us because we love Tim Cahill.
Right, we're all big, massive Cahillians.
Yeah.
And then
he was snapped up.
But wait, you would assume, here he is, now he's going to go play for the Hyundai A-League in Australia, right? Mm-hmm. He's Australian, he's a socceroo. This is the moment.
No, it's a socceroo.
Sorry. Comes right back. It's a boomerang.
Boomerang joke.
This is it. This is his moment. He's up there in age, but come on. Get out there and show your home country what you can do. That's what you're going to tell us, right? He signed with Perth Glory or Sydney FC or Melbourne City. Or Melbourne City or Western Sydney Wanderers, right? Who'd he sign with?
Hangzhou Greentown.
That does not sound like an Australian team.
No, it isn't.
Come on, Tim Cahill.
He's still trying to get that paper.
What is he doing, man? This is your home country. At some point, you gotta. I mean, what are you going to do? Play with him when you're 39?
I mean, that's not too bad.
He's working out well for Tim Howard.
I mean, he's a keeper. You don't move as a keeper. But maybe Tim Cahill comes in as a keeper in the A-League.
I think.
Why is he avoiding it?
I think the people who play in the Chinese Super League, it should be a temporary thing. How long are you going to breathe that air, bro?
That's got to cut down your career. Unless you're Obafemi Martins, and you can play at 40, apparently, if you're Obafemi Martins, because he seems to be doing fine. But, everyone's just running around in those SARS masks. I can't tell who scored. I mean, look, congratulations if you're the Chinese Super League. You must have hacked into all their phones and gotten some funky sex tapes off of them to keep all these players in this league.
Yeah.
Because they all pretend they love it. It's all for the money. But Tim Cahill, you got to go to Australia, man. It's like the scene in Goodfellas when they go and get him from the whore who lives in the apartment. And they're like, dude, you got to go home. I get you're having fun here. But you're married, man. You got to go home.
See, okay, now I understand. For us to make any references, they have to be to mob movies.
Yeah.
And then Alexis will know exactly what we're talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry that I didn't understand. You singing a children's song from a movie that came out 25 years ago.
Oh, man.
I apologize.
It's like that scene in Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Exactly.
Is that even a real movie?
Yes. Oh, yeah. The new Star Wars that came out.
Sorry.
Did you not see it?
No. I've never seen a Star Wars movie.
All right. At this point, I think it's just a point of pride for you.
I did see the one with Jar Jar Binks, and the dude had the double-sided sword.
Phantom Menace. Is that the only one you saw?
Yeah.
This is a bad one.
That's literally the worst one.
Everyone says
Clones is pretty bad.
No. Phantom Menace is way worse.
All right, this is not the podcast for that.
Guys, this is going to be a Star Wars.
Do we have someone chiming in on the Star Wars?
Hi from France. Bonjour. Ah,
baguette.
Wonderful.
Beaujolais.
Where, we're going to talk to you after we wrap up the podcast.
Yeah,
guys, why don't we do this?
Listen. Oh, wait, we didn't invent the Brendan Rodgers. That's
Brendan Rodgers
proposed to his girlfriend, I'm assuming, or a random stranger.
To his girlfriend.
Here in Times Square.
Here in New York.
He is in New York City.
Yeah.
And she actually had to find the ring in 3 envelopes. Sorry. For those of you, that's a great joke. For those of you who saw the documentary, that was, all right, anyway, he had 3 envelopes, the whole thing, and then he got fired from Liverpool, and no one ever knows what was in the envelope. Oh. What was in the envelopes? Nothing, turns out. It's just a way for him to promote, get the team to play. All right.
It's like
it feels when you guys talk about the regular nerd stuff and I don't react.
It's like in Pulp Fiction.
No one ever knows what's in the briefcase. Yes.
Yeah.
It's a light bulb, by the way.
Brendan Rodgers, he proposed to his girlfriend in Times Square, which is, I mean, it's that.
I don't think it's ever been done before.
Yeah. Way to go, Brendan. Original.
He's a hopeless romantic.
Yeah.
But he proposed in front of Bubba Gump Shrimp.
Well, I think that's the angle of the photo.
No, it's just right there.
No, he's in the center. I feel bad for him. He's in the center. You don't know where someone's going to stand. You can't be like, yo, no, get something better in the commercial, in the picture. He could have taken the picture in front of LOL stand-up comedy. Would have been
much
worse.
Much classier.
Yeah,
right?
Much classier.
Yeah. Because Tina Fey's going to be there.
Yeah. Better Shrimp. By the way, did you read the New York Times article? They did another one about the people who sell the tickets. Tina Fey doesn't do stand-up. No one mentioned that. They keep saying Tina Fey is going to be there.
Yeah,
she doesn't do stand-up. Anyway, all right. Listen, guys, this has been Soccer Cooligans. My name is Alexis Garros. If you want to follow anything that I'm doing personally, I would absolutely love it. I've started doing Show Me Your Bits again. So if you want to take a look at that, you want to take a listen to that, I should say, and you want
it's
to see
the new Adam Johnson podcast.
Very good. You know me. I can't get enough of the Adam Johnson bits. Just like a teenage girl. God, it doesn't stop. Anyway, listen, Show Me Your Bits. You can see it all on AlexisGuerreros.com. Or you could Google Show Me Your Bits, and I'm at Not Alexis on all my social media.
Guys, I'm Chris Polanco. I'm not as prepared as Alexis. No, follow me at Chris Polanco on Twitter. And go to my website, ChristianPolanco.com. And you can have a stand-up comedy special that you can buy there.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, Christian Polanco is going to be DJing and doing a set at Illuminati Party, which is coming back April 5th. So you got a lot of time if you want to get tickets for that. Check out at Party Illuminati on Twitter. The profile link is the link for free tickets.
All right.
So if you got friends that want to come out, feel free to let them have that.
Sure.
You can find me on the Facebook, on the Twitter, on the Instagram, on the YouTube.
All right, Grandpa. I'm on the Twitter.
Mm-hmm. All right, Bernie. At the Kirby T, at T-H-E-K-I-R-B-Y-T. And I don't really have much going on because I'm still in school and I'm much younger than these two.
Good. He's studying and he should be. That's great. To his dad who's listening.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening, guys. Make sure you...
Thanks, Jamel.
Thank you, Jamel, for that.
Can I say his Twitter handle?
No.
I mean, feel free.
No,
somebody might.
Kyle Bostic is going to run in here and punch you in the face.
Just Tumblr comes to life and kills me.
Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Yep. We would love that. We have a new video coming out. It should be out by the time this episode is out. So.
Nice.
Woo! And yeah, do that. And subscribe on iTunes and leave us a positive review. Even the people on Periscope, subscribe to us on iTunes. And leave a nice review.
Five stars is awesome. And let me tell you this. If you know anyone who works at the Chinese Super League or any of those clubs, let them know we're in the open market, baby. The transfer window for podcasts never closes.
Never.
Come on. Thank you so much for listening. This has been the Cooligans. You guys are the best.